is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Sigabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, we've got another great one for you tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Second game of two. It's the nightcap to the doubleheader, the D6 Boys Regional Championship game between Marion Local and Tri-Village. Number one, number two in the state go at it. Just like in game one, the D7 Regional Final pitting number one, number two. Delta St. John's prevailed over Botkins in the earlier game. That contest was 16-16 midway second quarter. And then Delphus broke it open, 1-23, 62-39. Chuck, I expect this game between Marion Local and Tri-Village to be tighter. Marion Local 24-1, at Tri-Village 26-0 on the year. Both teams shoot the three a lot. Tri-Village in a higher percentage, about 10 percentage points better, 39-29. Going to be interesting how this plays out. Marion Local lost once to Delta St. John's, but 30. No shame in that. We saw what Delta St. John's did to Botkins in our first game tonight. Yeah, Marion Local plays in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Very stern league, no question about it. High level of competition. Tri-Village plays in the much weaker Western Ohio Athletic Conference, but this Tri-Village team has stood up to outstanding opposition. Beat Fairmont by an amazing 36-point differential. Clobbered Troy Christian twice, including by 30-plus in the tournament. That was a huge win over Jonathan Alder. 68-44, played up Detroit Christian to win that game. Beat Dayton Belmont by 19, Indian Hill by 18. How about this 10-point win over Troy on the road, but Tri-Village, I think that's significant. Beat Fort Recovery by 6, Vandalia Butler by 14. Yes, it's the WOAC for Tri-Village, but it's been a very competitive schedule outside the Western Ohio Athletic Conference.
Well, they've played a lot of Division II, Division III teams. I mean, and even though Troy wasn't very good this year, but Butler had a decent record, and to commit and to go out and beat those two teams, that tells you that you have the ability to win this game right this evening.
Marion local, night in, night out, offensively, defensively, the Flyers have been excellent. Marion local's defense, not unlike that of Delta St. John's, which we saw in game one. Marion local can shut you down, keep you from scoring a bucket for 6 to 8 minutes at a time. We'll see what happens tonight. Who in the world for Marion local is going to guard Sagister for Tri-Village? Red hot shooter. He's up around 25 points a game. Shoots the three at a 43% clip, 85% on free throws. Marion local's got a host of defenders. I would expect Kurt Gunnemiller to man-to-man against Sagister and Tri-Village. Never know, though. Brennan Hess at 6'5". Do you put him on Sagister? Does Braden Mesher follow him around? And maybe Lucas Everman at 6'3". Very interesting matchup situation for Marion local here tonight against Sagister and company of Tri-Village.
Well, Sagister flat out shoots the basketball. And he, from the time he was a freshman, was the first time I saw that kid, and he has only gotten better and better. And they would love to get to the state. They've been to the regional a couple of times, just fell short. But he's going to need some help. He's not going to be able to do it all by himself this evening.
This is a well-rounded Tri-Village team. Everybody I talked to who has seen Tri-Village play says, Jack, now be wary. This club's far more than just Trey Sagister. Dom Black at 6'5", is averaging 12 a game. Brecken Gray, 5'11", sophomore guard, 8.4. Noah Finkbein, 6'3", senior, 7.7. Griffin Richards, a wing player, 6'1", junior, 7.9. It's a big roster. Eight players, 6'2", 6'3", and taller. A more sizable team than Marion local. You don't often say that about the Flyers when they play somebody. Tri-Village is bigger than this Marion local club.
Yeah, I mean, not only a little taller, but boy, they've got them in size. They look like a football team, some of those kids out there.
Sure do. Tri-Village Patriots, Marion local Flyers, outstanding game upcoming. Division 6, 1 and 2, winner advances on to play in a state semifinal in D6 at Wright State next Friday evening. We'll have the details for you on that when we return. We're about 17, 18 minutes away from the opening tip. Tri-Village Marion local, number 2 Patriots, number 1 Flyers. Maybe it's just the reverse. They're going to decide it tonight. Big contest, D6 regional championship at Vandalia Butler right here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a Youth Savings Account for the child in your life and ask about the Osgood Bank Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. It's the boys' D6 regional championship game upcoming. Tip off in about 15 minutes. Marion Local Tri-Village winner advances on to a D6 state semifinal next Friday night at 8 at Wright State University against the Colonel Crawford Van Wert Lincoln View winner. That's a D6 regional final taking place up in Northwest Ohio. Colonel Crawford is the team that played Marion Local last year in the state semi. We right. covered it on Scores broadcast up at Bowling Green. Remember that, Chuck?
Oh, yeah. It was a good night up there. I mean, it's a long way to Bowling Green for teams down here, but there was two really good games up there last year.
And that was up at what they call the Stroh Center.
Yeah, that's a nice place.
Yeah, and Marion Local pulled that game out. Wasn't easy. Had to build a lead, middle of the game, hang on, won by 8 or 10, did the Flyers. That Colonel Crawford team's got, I think, 80% of that starting lineup back, including size on the inside. Van Wert Lincoln View's no slouch. That's another regional final taking place in Northwest Ohio tonight. While this one is going on, the two winners meet head-on at Wright State University next Friday night at 8. Then the state championship in D6 is the next evening, 1 week from tonight at 7:30 at UD. That's how it shakes out.
Yeah, okay.
Getting used to this two games in 24 hours, Rushi Raiders girls had to go through it. Two games in less than 24 hours.
Right. And they probably were more tired than legs than you had after the game. But maybe not.
Tri-Village is very dangerous. It's a potent team. Again, as we alluded earlier, don't consider the fact that the WOAC schedule that makes Tri-Village a weaker opponent than Marion Local. It's been a staunch schedule of games for Tri-Village outside the conference. Arcanum in the league, Preble Shawnee in the league, no slouches either. Tri-Village handled them both. What Marion Local, I think, does have going for it, Chuck, is an array of three-point shooters. Grant Kramer, Luke Everman, Cale Arns, Brayden Mesher. Nobody timid about shooting the three.
Right.
They've all got good range. Marion Local tends to be somewhat streaky shooting the triple. We had a game at Marion Local, Minster Marion Local, a game I covered solo and Marion Local missed the first five threes. Mitchell was right in the game. Then the Flyers made 6 of 8 behind the arc, and it was lights out for Mitchell.
Yep. Well, I mean, that's how they play. They are streaky. But one thing that they do the entire game is defend you. So you need to be ready to be strong, because they're going to bump you. And if you aren't being strong with the basketball, they're going to turn you over.
Now, probably the two best three-point shooters on the court tonight might be Sagister and Gray. They play for Tri-Village. Then I think the three-point shooting drops off considerably after that pair. Good crowd, not sold out. First game was not a seat to be had.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a full house for game one between Delta St. John's and Botkins. Great crowd for game two. It'll be noisy. We're among the Flyers cheering section. We'll return with more. Starting lineups around the corner. Marion Local Tri-Village, B6 Boys Regional Title here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenhardtHardt.
We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our school's academic programs and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by scoresbroadcast.com since 2005. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply, one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families here in Minster for nearly 50 years.
on the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring. Success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Botkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Botkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, just a few minutes away from the opening tip. Marion Local Tribe Village. Chuck, you'll laugh at me. I have officially declared this game a toss-up. Marion Local beat Jonathan Alder in a non-conference game, obviously, but 22 in the season. Tribe Village beat Jonathan Alder in a non-league game, obviously, in the regular season by 24. This game is even, Stephen. It's a toss-up. You compare common opponents right down the middle, strength versus strength. Marion Local Tribe Village Flyers might be a little better defensively. And Tribe Village has got Sagister, best player on the floor. Going to be interesting to see how the Flyers defend him. Who will guard Trey Sagister of the Tri-Village Patriots?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I would think it could be Mesher, but you may want to go with a little more size, and if that's the case, you'd probably go with
Arns.
With Arns. So, Arns, I mean. So, yeah, yeah. You go either way. I'm not sure. But they're gonna have to have more than one person run at that young man, or he's going to get a bunch.
Exactly. You'll have to trade off, try to stay as fresh as possible. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. For Marion Local, it's how do you slow down Sagister, 25 points a game for Tri-Village. And defensively for Tri-Village, you've got to keep Braden Mesher of the Flyers out of the lane. You can't let him penetrate and make things happen. Key building components for tonight's game. They open the doors to success for these two teams. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thanks to Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. As such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, the on-site food pantry, and more. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit the website ShelbyCountyVeterans.org or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Shelby County Veteran Services, located in Sydney. Let's check out the starting lineups for tonight's game for the Marion Local Flyers. The visitors on the floor in the road blue gold numerals. Brennan Hess at a forward spot, 6'5 sophomore. Grant Kramer at a guard out front, 5'11 senior. Hess at 8 points a game, Kramer at 9.5. Luke Everman at a wing, 6'3 junior. He's averaging 8 a game. Cale Arns at a guard, 6'3 junior, 10.5. Braden Mesher, over 13 a game, 6'2 and a senior. He mans the point for Tri-Village. Dom Black at center, 6'5", junior, 12 points a game. Trey Segester out front. Segester, 24.6, 85% free throws, 43% on the arc. 6'3", senior, is Segester. Both him and Black average nearly 6 rebounds a game. Griffin Richards at a wing, 6'1", junior, 7.7. Noah Finkbein, 6'3", senior, power forward, just under 8 points a game. And Brecken Gray at guard, 5'11", soft, 8.4 points a game, 87% from the free throw line. Two outstanding head coaches, they've both proven their great value at their respective schools. Josh Segester, Tri-Village, and Kurt Guttemiller, Marion Local. We've got the start when we come back. Tri-Village, Marion Local, Patriots and Flyers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full-time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie. Do you have short-term or long-term pain or discomfort? I want you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargie, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi at 937-710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Oh, it's getting loud here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Starting lineups being introduced. As we noted before the last break, two very good head coaches, Kurt Guttemiller, Marion Local, and Josh Sagister for Tri-Village. Game one, likewise, Phil Groves, Botkins, and the head man, Aaron Elwer, at Delta St. John's. You get this far in the tournament, you've got to be led by an outstanding strategist and fine head coach who knows how to motivate players and build leadership on the squad. That's the case for these two teams here in game two, certainly. Marion Local and Tri-Village, only one loss between them. Marion Local suffered a defeat at the hands of Delta St. John's midseason at Marion Local. That's it. Only setback suffered between these two teams all season. 24-1 Marion Local, 26-0 for Tri-Village. Patriots in the home white blue numbers outlined in red. Marion Local the road blue with gold trim. So many thanks to a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Loramie Brewing in Fort Loramie. Hey, you'll have a blast when you enjoy trivia every other Wednesday night at Loramie Brewing, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. And the food is not the typical greasy bar food. It is fresh, made from scratch, prepared each day for you right there at Loramie Brewing. The current Lenten menu, amazing salmon filet, Brussels sprouts, cod sandwiches, shrimp tacos, and more. And you Lenten pizza lovers can sink your teeth into shrimp and spinach pizza and spin-dipped salmon pizza. Always plenty on the kids menu at Loramie Brewing. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza, and more. Carry out, eat in, order online. Make it a family affair at the Loramie Brewing Company, 17 North Main in Fort Loramie. Thanks as well to Local Equipment and Jackson Center and Osgood Bank, with locations in Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, Chickasaw, Osgood, and now Rushi. Osgood Bank on with us for a dozen years. Do well, be good. OsgoodBank.com. Local Equipment, a 21-year sponsor, founding partner, would not be here today online without the assistance and support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center. Thank you so much, Local. Opening tip to start the game, won by Tri-Village, moving from left to right on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Ball thrown in the post to Big Dom Black. Black spins from 8 feet, shoots it off the back iron. Loose ball rebound, strapped for it. It is a held ball and a jump. Give it to the Flyers.
The toss to start the game is the reason they don't do jump balls anymore.
Right. 21 seconds gone. Flyers will bring it down. Head coach Kurt Guttemiller barks out instructions. Backcourt, Grant Kramer to Mesher. Tri-Village sits back in his zone.
Looks like they're going to maybe... I thought they were going to box him on him, but Sagister moved back over.
Let's see how the Flyers handle it. Outside the arc on the left, it's Luke Everman. Goes left corner, thrown on top to Mesher. 2-3 or a 1-2-2. It's his own defense by Tri-Village. Outside the arc on the right is Grant Kramer. Straight away. Throws to Mesher. Foul stripe. Left wing, Everman. Everman tracks down a loose ball. Steps out of bounds. Tri-Village will bring it down. Zone defensive look by the Patriots to start. They mix it up.
Yep, 3-2 zone.
With the ball, top of the circle, Sagister veers right for Tri-Village. Handoff on the play to Griffin Richards. Richards picked up by Kramer. Richards stops the dribble. Goes to the elbow. Down inside to Black. Black powers for the goal. It's good. 6'5 junior Dom Black gives the Patriots a 2-0 lead. Forecourt right, Mesher gets a screen, pick and roll with a teammate. Ball goes baseline right, hemmed in on the play as a flyer. He's got three white shirts around him. That's one heck of a play by Cale Arndt. He manages, Chuck, to release the ball to the rim and got a two-shot foul out of what was no shot. He was virtually on the floor.
Yeah, he got bailed out by that whistle.
Arndt with a couple at the stripe here for Marion Local. Cale averages 10.5. Free throws on the year for Cale. Not good. He's less than 50%. Shot missed badly.
Well, that was not pretty.
Second free throw upcoming. Arndt eyes the goal, shoots it, shy of the mark. Rebound yanked off the glass by Sagister. 2-0 Tri-Village. Poor beginning at the charity stripe for Marion Local. The team which doesn't shoot free throws real well. Only 60% as a club on the year. Here's a long three by Sagister. It's a big, deep one. 25-footer. Sagister arched it in. High left outside the arc. Tri-Village leads 5-0 over guarding foul against the Patriots as Brecken Gray flipped Grant Kramer in the left corner. 5-0 the lead for Tri-Village. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Let's see what Mesher does on the inbounds. He's looking, trying to find Everman. Sends it out back to Brennan Hess. Top of the circle, Kramer. Near side, Arndt. Kramer straight away. Mesher in the middle of the zone. He pivots. He's double teamed. He's clamped. He's got to get rid of it. 5 second count.
Double dribble
on Mesher. Tri-Village has got him stymied so far.
Well, he got in trouble that time, but nobody moved to go get the basketball. They all stood and watched him, so he double dribbled.
Patriots up 5-0, 5:50 left, first quarter. Sagister on the walk to the timeline. That's the matchup we thought it might be. Arndt on Sagister right now. Switch off. Mesher's got him. Into the post to Black. Double team. Blocked from behind by Arndt. Rebound tipped. Tipped again. Out of bounds off Tri-Village. 5:36 to go here in the first. 5-0 Patriots lead. Flyers held scoreless for the first 2.5. The zone has perplexed Marion Local a little bit. Top of the circle, Mesher. Foul line, Arndt. Arndt squares up. Feeds down low on the left to Mesher. Shot fake. Squeezes off of Banker. Hits it, and he's fouled. Disciplined approach to the zone.
Yeah, he is a solid basketball player.
Arndt high post, found Mesher down low on the left, and he finished. 5-2 Tri-Village, 5:21 to go first quarter. Substitutions for Marion Local is Oliver Hilsman and Isaac Moeller check in. Free throw for Mesher. Flyers missed the first two. Arndt could not connect on either one a moment ago. Mesher eyes it. It's way strong. Hit the backboard. And bricks being thrown up at the stripes so far by Marion Local. Tri-Village got the board. Sagister head of the key. Dom Black comes out to get it. Here's a bad pass. Intercepted by Mesher. Mesher strolls to the basket. 2 points. 5-4. Tri-Village leads. Flyers defense fuels a fast break transition hoop. Outside the arc on the right, it is Brecken Gray. Top of the circle, Sagister. Sagister gets a screen. Mesher backs off. Sagister's 35-footer off the flange. Rebound, Black throws it back in for Tri-Village, right to Mesher. Here come the Flyers. Mesher ahead of the key. On a weave, it goes to Moeller, fakes the shot. Isaac drives into the lane.
Oh.
Right wing to Grant Kramer, short on the three. Loose ball rebound comes down to Tri-Village's Griffin Richards. 5-4 Tri-Village, low scoring first quarter, 4 minutes gone by. Here's Brecken Gray, 35 feet out, weave to Sagister. Sagister down the left side, on top to Gray, foul line to Black. To Gray, left flank. Little pick and roll for Black on the inside. Half hook, got it. 8-footer, Dom Black up and in over the outstretched hands of Arns. 7-4, Tri-Village. That Dom Black is a force.
Looks like he might be an offensive tackle.
3:39 left to go here in the first quarter. 7-4, Tri-Village. He'd be the first offensive tackle who wasn't number 79. He's got a zero on his back. Look out, look out. Marion Local's Oliver Hilsman was just left alone, and he chucked in a triple. Oliver Hilsman fires one in there. 7-7 tie. Marion Local has bounced back after a slow start. 3:09 to go first quarter. Black at the high post. Gives it up to Richards, right flank. Richards dribbling against Kramer. Goes baseline, steps back, shoots the three. Swish! No, it's a long two. A two ball. Richards straddled the three-point line. 9-7 Tri-Village, still in a zone. 2:45 to go first quarter. Deep three, Marion Local. It is short. Isaac Moeller couldn't get it to go. Rebound to Tri-Village. Little quicker three than head coach Kurt Guttemiller would have preferred. You can get that anytime you want. Here's a steal. Mesher intercepted. Mesher down the floor against Finkbein. Mesher to the rack. It is up and in. But the foul is called early out on the floor. Wave off the field goal. Flyers possession left of the rim.
That was a continuation. He didn't dribble the ball anymore. He took one more step and shot it.
Yeah.
Should have been a basket.
Tell you what, Marion Local anticipating these weaves out of the arc by Tri-Village. Deep three, right corner. Kramer hits it. Grant Kramer, trifecta. Marion Local, 10. Tri-Village, 9. Sagister with 2:13 to go first quarter. Dribbles around Mesher, dumps it back in the lane to Black. Shot blocked by Arns. Strapped for the loose ball. Marion Local comes out of there with it. Here's Mesher on the go. 3-on-2. Mesher, Arns, shot fake, foul against Tri-Village.
Probably a good foul.
Tell you what, Marion Local, 0 fouls on the Flyers, 5 on Tri-Village in the first 6 minutes.
Yeah, well, there's obviously not a coaching box either because Sagister's been down here to midcourt coaching.
Free throw good by Arns, 11-9 Marion Local. Second free throw, Cale Arns, who missed his first two earlier. Tries to convert a pair here and does. 12-9 Flyers. He trailed 5-0. Minute 56 to go here in the first. Midcourt Richards. 25 feet away to Brecken Gray. Now Black on the arc. Weaves to Sagister. Sagister fades from 27. Bullseye! Looked like a moving screen by Tri-Village.
Yeah,
not called. 12-12 deadlock. 1:34 to go here in the first. Midcourt Mesher for Marion Local. Lobs to Arns at the post. Back to Mesher. Penetrates. Offensive foul. Mesher as he bullet his way up against the chest of Sagister.
Had two fouls before the charge.
A minute 24 to go. First quarter. Game tied at 12. It is physical.
Yes, boy.
I think one of our bumpers after commercial break should sing the song, how does it go, Chuck? Let's get physical.
Well, I was going to go back to Restore Therapy because they might need some physical therapy after they get down here.
There you go. A minute 24 to go, first quarter, a dozen apiece. Tri-Village at the timeline is Griffin Richards up the right side to Noah Finkbein. Finkbein spreads the floor. A minute 15 to go in the first. And Kurt Guttemiller motions, come out and check more tightly. Mesher a few steps away from Finkbein. Now he guards. 5 second count is on. A minute to go, first quarter. 30 feet away, Richards. Far left wing, Sagister. Down the left side against Arns. cross-court pass picked fine. 50 seconds left in the first. Game tied at 12. Nothing decided. We said it would be even, Steven. Here is the corner being turned by Griffin Richards. He's tripped up 35 feet away. It's common. Two fouls in Marion Local, but unfortunately, that's two fouls in Braden Mesher.
And they need him out there.
Sure do. Noah Finkbein to trigger, looks, goes into Richards. Batted three out of bounds off Kramer. Ooh, Marion Local bench is hot, thinking that was off Tri-Village. How'd it look, Chuck?
It was close.
Inbounds to Sagister, 42 to go. Down to 37. Sagister bullies his way down the left side of the lane. Goes beneath the backboard and steps out of bounds. Sagister kept dribbling, driving, dribbling. No more real estate. Very local flyer ball. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 12. Flyers defense, man-to-man, can be rugged. Tri-Village has gotten a taste of it. Meanwhile, Marion Local is dealing with a Patriots zone. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Mesher midcourt for the Flyers. Dribbles between the legs. Far side of the floor, Hillsman and Kramer have a conversation. 16, 15, Mesher dribbling straight on. Coming out to greet him is Brecken Gray. 10, 9, 8. Ball thrown to the post. On the arc to Grant Kramer. He thought he was hacked on the three. Loose ball to Tri-Village. Here's Sagister down the floor. Running one-hander in the lane. Deflected. No foul either end. It's physical. 12-12 tie. We head to the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center Food Court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Oh, what a first quarter. Nothing decided. Game deadlocked, 12 apiece, even up. Dom Blocks got the ball, top of the circle for Tri-Village. Hand off to Noah Finkbein. Marion Local man-to-man, shake and bake. Sagister veers right, fades away, buries it. It's a long two-pointer. 14-12 Tri-Village. Sagister's got how many? Eight so far in this game?
Yeah, he's got two threes, and that was a deuce.
Far right wing, Grant Kramer for the Flyers. Gives it up on top to Brennan Hess. Hess on the handoff. Back to Grant Kramer, near side. It is Isaac Moeller. 25 feet away on the left, Luke Everman. Braden Mesher on the floor, two fouls. We got a travel call against Brennan Hess. He took steps. He tried to fight his way into the lane. He was bodied, thought he was hacked, but he moved that pivot foot prematurely before there was contact. Good call by the referee. A minute gone, second quarter, 14-12 Tri-Village. Here is the attack by Griffin Richards to Black. Black makes a bad pass. Receiver falls down. Turnover for the Patriots.
Yeah, Sagister started to make a move, and Black just threw the ball where he was, not where he was going.
I tell you what, Chuck, unless Tri-Village gets behind by 6 or 8 points, they are in this zone for the duration.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that. That's what I was going to say earlier. Marion Local needs to get the lead so they can pull them out of it.
Isaac Moeller lobs into the lane to Mesher. Mesher makes one more pass down low, and it's tied up below the basket. Let's see what's been called. A scrum for it. And coming out of there, we've got a jump. Arrow favors Marion Local. 6:44 to go, second quarter. Tri-Village 14, Flyers 12. Patriots defend. Quick pass in the lane to Arnes. Arnes navigates the middle, dives to the rim. He's chopped up on the arm. Two free throws for Kale. Tell you what, Chuck, he's got the ability, the skill to get to the free throw line often. He's got to cash in.
Yep, he should shoot 100 free throws a day from the time the season ends until next year when it starts again.
14-12, Tri-Village up two. Kale Arnes, a pair of free throws, up and good.
There you go.
14-13, Tri-Village in the lead by one. 6:43 to go, second quarter. Marion Local playing a man-to-man. Tri-Village sitting back in a 3-2 zone. Second free throw, Kale Arnes. It is dipping in and out. Dom Black jerks down the rebound for the Patriots. Gives it up backcourt to Brecken Gray. Gray, a sophomore, 5'11", 8.4 points a game. Down the left side to Sagister. Long, high, lob pass. Inside for Black. A bad throw. Intercepted Marion Local. Down to Arnes. Arnes up and good! Kale Arnes took the long heave from Braden Mesher and strolled into the rim, scored. 15-14 Flyers after the Tri-Village turnover. Here's Sagister in the post, on the block to Black, out to the three-point shooter, good! Brecken Gray from downtown, 17-15 Patriots. Here's Mesher, Kramer. Mesher left corner, sets, wants to go baseline. He pivoted, dragged the foot. Braden Mesher coming out, coming in here for the Marion Local Flyers, Oliver Hilsman. Actually, it's Brennan Hess who sits. Mesher still on the floor. 17-15 Patriots. Mesher out there with two fouls. 5:48 to go till halftime. Two-point lead, Tri-Village. Down the right side, Sagister. They look inside for Black. Ball thrown foul line to Finkbein, goes into the left corner to a teammate, Richards, who guns a bomb, no good. Offensive board, Black. Black to the rim, no. Thought he was hacked. Rebound on the arc. Finkbein picks it up, shoots. Three-pointer, strong. Rebound down to Marion Local. Kramer peers into the forecourt. Arnes right corner, back to Mesher. Two-point lead, Tri-Village. 5:12 to go, second quarter. There's a pocket pass in the lane to Mesher. Knocked away, Tri-Village. On the arc to Arnes. Missed it, no good. Rebound tipped around. Foul over the shoulder. It goes against Tri-Village.
Boy, sometimes they throw that pass into the lane, bounce pass, and all it does is get the kid in dire straits. They were lucky to get the ball back that time.
Yep. Kason Hollinger, 6'2 senior, in off the bench for Tri-Village, picked up the personal over the shoulder, keeping the possession alive here for Marion Local. 5:04 to go, second quarter. Ball lobbed into Arnes in the paint. 10-footer, good. Nice play.
7 points, yeah, good screen. That's a good inbounds play.
7 points for Arnes, 17-17 tie. Sagister midcourt gets a screen from Finkbein. Sagister down the lane, all the way to the cup, shovels it. Yes, he's got it. Oh, what a play. Outstanding drive to Sagister. He's got 10, leads all scorers. 19-17 Tri-Village. Midcourt Mesher up the left side to Grant Kramer. Ball looped back. Near side to the three-point shooter, Luke Everman. Short, no good. Rebound taken down by Tri-Village. Snatching it away on the play was Noah Finkbein. Up to Sagister. Picked up by Mesher. Sagister bullies him, top of the circle. Foul line. He's out of control. No travel. It's called a foul. Is that on Mesher?
Yeah. That was just not very smart. A, that he was guarding Sagister, and B, he kept bumping him and bumping him. They were going to call that sooner or later.
That's three on Braden Mesher. Boy, does that ever hurt the Marion local cause.
Oh, boy, that really takes their defense down a whole notch.
4:11 to go, second quarter, 19-17 Tri-Village. Mesher on the bench with three. He was out there with two and still guarding Sagister. Here's Sagister against Arns. Handoff right wing, Finkbein. He dives into the lane and banks it up and in. Probing the middle of the floor, Finkbein gets it deuce. 21-17 Tri-Village. 3:51 left here in the second. Pass and catch by Marion Local. Long three-pointer, Kramer. Swish! And we've got a whistle, a foul below the rim. Let's see what's been called. The goal is good. Shove off against Tri-Village. And the possession will be resumed by Marion Local below the basket. Inbounding Grant Kramer, who made the three. 21-20. Tri-Village up one. 3:45 to go, second quarter. Big shot to Grant Kramer. Ball pitched onto the arc to Isaac Moeller. High left, Brennan Hess. Loops it to Moeller, right wing, back to Hess. Hess looks inside, can't find anybody. Near side, Kramer. Left corner, open his arms. Bingo! Bingo! Cale Arns rifles in a triple. Just like that, six straight points. Marion Local, two threes. 23-21 Flyers. Sagister on the arc. Might have double dribbled. Hesitates in the lane. 7-foot runner. No good. Rebound Black. His arm is grappled. Might have been a foul on Isaac Moeller. It is common. Two on the Flyers. Three on Tri-Village. 3:11 to go, second quarter. 23-21 Marion Local, which has shown Tri-Village it can shoot threes too. Brecken Grading inbounds right at the rim for Tri-Village. He looks in, goes to Sagister. Sagister's 12-foot turnaround jumper. It lifts the rim. It was in, and it snapped out. Marion Local got the rebound. Kramer down the floor. Three-point shooter Flyers. Deep three, far side. No good by Moeller. Hit the heel. Rebound to Finkbein for Tri-Village. 2:52 left. Second quarter. 23-21 Flyers. Midcourt Sagister for Tri-Village. He is picked up on the arc 30 feet away by Cale Arns. Tri-Village backs it out. Sagister dribbles. Patriots trail but two. Dribbling is Sagister. Timeline. No pressure from Arns. No 5-second count is on. Now we've got it. Two, three. Sagister starts his move. Goes into the top of the circle. What do we have? Timeout. Head coach Sagister of the Patriots. Marion Local up a deuce. 23-21. Braden Mesher on the bench with three. 2:16 to go, second quarter. On scores, broadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, it's Tri-Village basketball with 2:16 to go, second quarter. On scores, broadcast.com. Marion Local in the lead, 23-21. Previous timeout called by Coach Sagister of the Patriots. You have the ball, top of the circle is black. Right wing, it goes on the play. But Carson Bettinghouse is in, 6'2 senior. Foul line, Finkbein doesn't shoot. Black was pushing off down to the inside. Leverage applied also by Marion Local's Brennan Hess. Deep right corner, Patriots have the ball, top of the circle, Finkbein. High low for Black, and it's struck by Marion Local, and it goes out of bounds. Pride loose on the play, but Brennan Hess, he saved two.
He did.
A minute 47 to go, second quarter, 23-21 Marion Local. Tri-Village inbounding, left of the rim, it's Brecken Gray. Gray peers in, goes to Sagister, left corner. Hess on him, shot fake, baseline, below the backboard, feeds Finkbein to the paint, shot blocked but a foul. Marion Local's front player got the cram. I think the defender from the side may have tagged Finkbein, the shooter, who gets two.
Just pushed him. Hess got a great block, and Everman just shoved him.
1:40 left, second quarter, free throw Finkbein, good. 23-22, Marion Local's lead trimmed to one. Second shot, Finkbein, Patriots. One dribble, on the way, got it again. This Tri-Village team shoots free throws extremely well. 72.5% on the year, that's exceptional at the high school level. 23-23 tie. The Patriots on the year have the advantage in that regard. Marion Local right at 60% on the campaign. A minute 24 to go. Second quarter, even up score. We're level, 23 apiece. On the arc, it's Isaac Moeller. Right corner, Arns. Straight away, given up to Luke Everman. Outside the arc on the left, it's Brennan Hess. Shooting the three, straight on, and hitting it, Luke Everman. Oh, Everman can get warm. He is a streaky three-point shooter. He can get hot. He nailed that one in the flow of the offense. Came off the screen and nailed it. 26-23 Flyers. 50 seconds to go, second quarter. Dribbling Brecken Gray. 30 feet out. It's Hayden Hunt who's in, 6'4 junior. Hunt off the bench, back to Sagister. Arns on him. I like that matchup. If I'm Marion Local, Arns length on Sagister.
I like it too.
30 seconds to go, second period. 26-23, Flyers up three. Sagister midcourt, darts foul line, into the lane, running one-hander, hits the back of the rim, hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound Flyers, foul over the shoulder, Tri-Village. Sagister may have picked it up. That was a one-on-one design play. Sagister took it from half court, drove as deep as he could, pulled up in the paint. A well-contested 12-footer hit the back iron two times.
It almost dropped.
Almost went in. 16 seconds to go. Marion Local possession up three. 26-23, late second quarter. Eight to go. Arns on a weave. Gives it up high right to Brennan Hess. Four to play. Hess needs to get it to Arns. Shot fake. Hale drives. He's hacked as he took it to the rim. Coach Sagister wanted a walk.
And he's right. He walked twice. He took a step before he dribbled. Both times he had the ball.
Cale Arns gets a couple free throws for the Flyers, who lead it 26-23. Then some travels missed in this game. Man. Free throw by Arns is missed.
He's now 3-for-7.
And that's not good enough. Four missed free throws by Marion Local. Arns missed a pair of shots earlier. Second shot here on the way. Front rim. It crawls over. Good. 0.2 seconds remaining. Sagister flips it 60 feet. And that's the end of the first half. Marion Local once down 21-17. Outscores Tri-Village 10-2 over the last 4 minutes of the second quarter to lead by four. 27-23 Flyers at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance.
Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers five convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, and now in Rushi at 207 West Main Street. Osgood Bank is pleased to partner with the Village of Rushi and return banking services to the community. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Oh, what a game as we listen to Sweet Caroline halftime break at Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Nearly a full house. Enjoying a fantastic contest. 27-23. Marion Local in the lead over Tri-Village by four at intermission. As I noted, halfway through that second period, it was 21-17 Patriots. They were held to 2 points the remainder of that second quarter. And Marion Local dropped in 10 to pull ahead by four at the break. Our halftime being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins, Chuck.
Not a lot of rebounds because there wasn't a whole lot of missed shots. Tri-Village 9-8 rebounding advantage. Marion Local and Tri-Village each had one offensive rebound. The Patriots turned the ball over seven times. Flyers turned it over four. 4 of 9 for the free throw line by Marion. That's not going to cut it. On the other side, they only went twice, made them both. Tri-Village led by Trey Sagister, super shooting senior at this point. He had 10, then they got 4 each from Black and Finkbein. They got 3 from Gray and 2 from Richards. He scored 12 and 11, 23.
Marion Local led by Cale Arnes with 11. They got 6 from Kramer on a couple of threes, 4 from Mesher, 3 each from Everman and Hulsman. And they scored 12 and 15, lead at 27-23 at the half.
Oh, I'm going to put you on the spot, Chuck. What's the strategy with regard to playing time for Braden Mesher here in the second half, specifically the third quarter? Flyers up 4. Mesher finished the second quarter on the bench with 3 fouls.
Well, you got to start him.
Yep.
But you got to make sure he doesn't end up on Sagister because he that's a foul just waiting to happen. So, but you don't want to, you know, you kind of maybe do some offense, defense, possession type stuff. But he's one of your big keys. They need him out there on the floor. But he's so aggressive, it's hard to to rein him back in.
Yep. Yeah, he engineers the show. 10 points for Sagister for Tri-Village. Really a pretty daggone good job by the Flyers on the leading score for Tri-Village this year.
Yeah, they did a good job on him. And I thought really on Black, he had the first 2 baskets of the game, I think. After that, he has not scored. So they did a nice job on him, too.
Yep.
On the other side, Tri-Village, that zone, is doing a pretty good job on Marion.
Right. Halftime, 27-23, Flyers over the Patriots by 4. Intermission being brought to you here by Stipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at HeightCamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at HeightCamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Up here's the situation. Marion Local in front of Tri-Village, 27-23. We're set to start the third quarter. The winner of this game advances to a state semifinal at Wright State next Friday night at 8 versus the Colonel Crawford Van Wert Lincoln View winner. State championship in boys D6 is set for 1 week from tonight at 7:30 at the UD Arena. Colonel Crawford, the team that Marion Local played in the state semi at the Bowling Green Stroh Center last year. We covered that on Scores Broadcast. Flyers with the ball to start the third. Up four. Mesher on the court, as Chuck figured he would be. He's got it 25 feet away. Head of the circle, Kramer. Right wing, Brennan Hess. Key offensive set to start the second half. Flyers can go up by six or seven. 7-point lead with the main three. Mesher hangs on 30 feet out.
Playing man-to-man now.
Interesting. Sure is. No zone by Tri-Village. It's a man. 30 feet out on the floor is Arns. Gives a pass to Hess. Loop down the left side to Mesher. Now it goes foul line to Arns. Drives on Black. Herky-jerky move in the lane. Push off against the Flyers. Common foul. Ball out of bounds to Marion Local.
Yeah, they caught it on Richards away from the ball. They didn't call it on Black on the drive.
How many fouls on Richards? Is that four?
That's his fourth.
Oh, my goodness. Griffin Richards, starting wing player for Tri-Village, hits the bench. 7:08 to go in the third. 27-23, Marion Local up four. Top of the circle, Kramer wide open. Step back three. Oh, my goodness, it's in and out. Rebound Tri-Village, taken down off the glass by Hayden Hunt. In backcourt to Sagister. Oh, that three ball by the Flyers was in the cylinder. Somehow, some way, it popped free. Sagister, 30 feet away, working on Grant Kramer. Long fade away shot from nearly 30 feet out. Rims to the left, no. Rebound, Marion Local. Down the floor to Hess. Hess thought he was fouled, no call. In the lane to Mesher. Mesher tied up, gets it on the arc to a teammate, Hess. Hess, a seven-footer, right in front, in, out. Oh, my goodness. Another tricky roll off the rim, not in favor of Marion Local. Cool. Two misses by the Flyers to start the second half have been below the iron. Each case, they snapped out of the cylinder. Long three by Finkbein. Good! Marion Local dared Noah Finkbein to shoot the three, and he cashed in.
Well, he's got five, he's got 7 points, so they probably need to guard him.
Here's Mesher, top of the circle. Marion Local handoff to Arns. Gets Black in the air. Arns drives, shoots, scores, and he's fouled. Heck of a play by Cale Arns.
He got Black up in the air, and that was the end of that.
Yep, Dom Black left his feet at the free throw line guarding Arns, and then Cale took him to the cleaners, and he was fouled near the rim. He scored it. 29-26 Flyers, 5:45 to go in the third. Arns swishes the foul shot. 4-point lead again, Marion Local. Sagister backcourt for Tri-Village. Picked up by Arns. Mesher is now guarding Carson Benninghouse. Player for Marion Local hits the deck hard. It's a foul against Brennan Hess as he banged a Patriot to the hardwood.
I'd like to say that maybe that was a foul on Black, except for the fact that I think he just ran into him like he was running into a wall. I don't think it was a foul. I think Arns hit him and fell to the ground.
That might have been the case. Hess is out for Marion Local. Conversation taking place in the paint area. Officials and players, as the referee says, hey, stay separated on this inbounds pass. He goes to Sagister, high left. Three-point shooter, left wing. Long bomb in the air. No good off the back iron. Brecken Gray couldn't connect. Long board in the corner. Knocked out of bounds by Marion Local. Tri-Village will play it in again. 30-26 Flyers.
Did they go to the monitor? I didn't see that.
Biggest lead for Marion Local, four. Tri-Village led at the outset, 5-0. Oh, there's a stutter step and a walk. Not called. That was traveling against the guard betting house for Tri-Village. Ball thrown to Black in the post. He traveled. He backpedaled and walked. But Dom Black has got a tendency to pick up both feet.
Well, let's just say that he's not the daintiest basketball player I've seen. Not real, you know, pretty strong.
Yeah, when he gets it that deep, he's got to try a little drop step.
Someone just turn around and shoot it.
A little four-foot fadeaway. Top of the circle, Mesher flyers up four. Mesher at the elbow on the right, looks for help. Swings it to Orange, back to Mesher, right corner. 5 minutes left, third quarter, 30-26, Marion Local. Faking the three ball is Everman. He canned one earlier. Throws baseline left to Orange. Orange back to the basket, muscles in. It's on the rim. No good, but a foul. Tell you what, Cale Orange, with his length, he's 6'3", 6'4". His arms reach for the sky. He is having his way on the interior against the Patriots.
Well, this will be free throws 10 and 11.
Up and in. Cale Orange, good. Biggest lead for the Flyers, 5, 31-26. Second shot, Orange. It is on the money. Feather-like touch. Feather-like touch. Front rim, backboard, and down through. Tri-Village trails by 6. 4:40 left, third quarter. Sagister pulls up, elbow on the left. Block shot. What a defensive play by Orange. Loose ball picked up by Black. Black down low. Has it stripped. Taken away by Mesher. Marion Local playing some defense now, boy. Mesher between the legs on the dribble. Right corner, three by Everman. In and out, no good. Rebound Orange. Orange low on the right. Nearly tied up. Flyers get a timeout. Cale Orange is playing his shorts off.
Yeah, he's playing really well.
Woo! 32-26 Flyers, 4:15 left in the third. On scores, broadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
I'll tell you what, Chuck, Marion Local's defense is getting the job done. Tri-Village has scored 5 points in 8 minutes.
Well, they felt like they had their things are sliding because they had to bring Richards back into the game with these four fouls.
Yep, overlapping the second and third quarters. 5 points, 8.5 minutes for Tri-Village. Ball lobbed in, Mesher on the arc. Looks down low on the right for Arnes. Feeds a teammate Hess, top of the circle, back to Mesher. 32-26 Marion Local, halfway through the third quarter. Critical stretch here for Tri-Village, which went from zone to man early in this period. Mesher 30 feet away, goes high right to Arnes. Flyers up 6. Outside the arc, Marion Local hangs on. Elbow in the left, it's Mesher. Triggers Hess, who steps into a 3. It lipped the rim. Boy, Marion Local's had 3 or 4 go in and out in this quarter. Sagister yanked down the board. Gives it up on the play to Richards. Richards, Sagister, Richards drives against Kramer, pulls it back out to Sagister. Orange on him. Sagister wants to use the screen, wants to rise up and shoot. Good switch by Marion Local. Sagister picks up the dribble, goes to Finkbein, shot fake. Curling around on top is Griffin Richards. Drives into the lane. Left-hander. Hits it. Soft touch for Richards. He worked hard for that deuce. 32-28. Marion Local up 4. Mesher forecourt. Gives it up. Gets it back. 2:56 to go in the third. right wing, Brennan Hess. Straight away, goes to Luke Everman. Now to Arns, cross-court pass, Mescher, picked up by Finkbein. Mescher takes him baseline right. He's below the basket. Throws on the arc to the three-point shooter. It's good. It's good. Oh, boy. That was big. Brennan Hess. Brennan Hess from downtown. 35-28. Flyers up seven. Tri-Village Sagasser to midcourt. On a weave. Gives it up on the play to Richards. Over guarding Marion Local. 2:19 to go in the third. Flyers up seven. Tri-Village, 7 points since the four-minute mark of the second. 7 points, Patriots, in 10 minutes plus. Great defense by Marion Local has switched this game. Flyers once trailed by four. Middle second quarter, now up seven. Sagasser baseline against Arns. Driving, shot is off the underneath side of the glass, but a foul pushing on Marion Local, sending Sagasser to the stripe for two. Flyers had Sagasser out of his element. He was almost off the end of the floor.
Yep. Yeah, it was close. They bailed him out with the reach in.
Couple of free throws, Sagasser, 7 point game, shots in the air, he knocks it down, 35-29, Marion Local up 6, 2:04 to go, third quarter.
That's his first point of the second half.
Second shot to Sagasser, he's got 11, he's averaging 26, Flyers have done a good job on him. Second foul shot is perfect. 35-30, Marion Local, 2:04 to go, third quarter. Here's Mescher backcourt, picked up by Noah Finkbein. Mescher's got three fouls. Gets a screen from Kramer. Mescher dribbling, timeline. Head coach Kurt Guttemiller standing. So is Coach Sagasser of Tri-Village down to her left. 1:40 to go in the third. Reaching in occasionally, Finkbein. Oh, Mescher. Mescher blows foul and scores. Woo! What a play by Mescher. He just went lickety-split right around Finkbein. 37-30, Marion Local. Sagasser fadeaway three. Off the heel. Long rebound, Mescher. Flyers up seven. 1:16 to go, third quarter. Mescher down the right side to Kramer. Kramer back to Mescher between the rings. 70 seconds to go in the third. Flyers up seven. Mescher midcourt looks for help. Goes near side to Arns. Flyers play pitch and catch. Winner advances on to a state semi next Friday evening at 7:30 at Wright State. Near side pass, Everman across the top of the key. It's fed to Hess, to Mescher, 40 feet away. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Marion Local's biggest lead, seven. Good defensive job on Sagasser, only 12. Down the left side, Hess. Hess back to the basket, top of the circle. Flips it back out to Mescher, 26 to go. Third quarter, late. Tri-Village behind by seven. Hess goes to the far side of the floor thanks to a push from teammate Arntz. They spread the floor for Mescher. Finkbein had his jersey, had Mescher's jersey in his fist. The ref didn't see it. 6 seconds to go. Long three. Marion Local. Kramer. It's good. It's good. You can tell. You can tell we're in the Flyers cheering section. What a job of Marion Local. They work Grant Kramer free for a three-point bomb from the left corner. He zeroed in like radar. He swished it. Marion Local up 10. Fourth quarter upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire,
check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
Oh, what a job of Marion Local. Chuck down four, middle of the second quarter. Braden Mesher on the bench with three fouls. And the Flyers are displaying the fact that they are a team. They are a team. Everybody pitching it in and getting the job done.
Yeah, they shoot the ball well, and that was a well-designed play right there to get the ball to Kramer for that open jumper.
Here is Sagister on the arc for Tri-Village, which starts the fourth quarter down 10. Sagister drives down the paint, reverse layup, yes, and he's fouled. Oh, what a maneuver, the Sagister of Tri-Village. He split a couple blue jerseys, and he threaded his way right down the paint. Hooked it in from below the basket, was slapped on the arm as he scored. It's 40-32. Flyers up 8, 7:48 remaining in the fourth. Marion Local had its biggest lead of the game, 10 points after three periods. Sagister now with 14. Tries to make it 15 for him on the night. He does. He is an outstanding foul shooter. Don't want to put him on the stripe. 7-point lead, Marion Local. Mesher down the floor, being ridden all the way. Gives it up in the corner to Everman. On the arc to Mesher. They keep it in Braden's hands. Mesher picked up by Finkbein. 40 feet from the basket. The weave is on. It goes to Everman. Near side to Arnes. Arnes baseline. Trying to work. Double team. On the arc to Mesher. Marion Local is going to take nothing but a wide open shot here. Double team on Mesher. Somebody again partially grabbed the shirt. Ball given off to Kramer. Kramer down the lane. Up and good! And he's fouled. What a drive by Grant Kramer. Oh, that was splendid.
Yeah, boy.
Kramer to the rescue for Marion Local.
He knew that Black was out of the game, and he took it right to the rack. He knew there was going to be absolutely no defense there behind him.
That Tri-Village first minute, fourth quarter, went with a shorter, quicker lineup. No Dom Black in the paint. Grant Kramer took advantage, slanted right down the middle. Weaved his way to the rim, was fouled as he scored, and he converts the free throw. 43-33. Marion Local up 10. 7 minutes left in the game. Sagister 30 feet away. On the bounce against Arnes. Screened by Black. Left corner three by Sagister. It's good. He was almost out of bounds. Timeout Tri-Village. 43-36 Flyers. 6:49 left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Well, I think we've had four straight three-point plays in this game.
Yep.
Traditional, non-traditional. Marion Local up by seven with the ball. Inbounding quickly down the floor. They beat pressure. Mesher on the inside to Arnes. Layup is good, and he's fouled. Marion Local took advantage. Whipped Tri-Village and got the open layup from Brennan Hess. It was Hess on the finish. Good teamwork by Marion Local, which took advantage, and they put on the attack.
I was going to say, Tri-Village just was not prepared. And Local took advantage of it.
Yep, attack that press. Three on two, two on one, whatever. Foul shot, Hess, after the made field goal. It is no good. Rebound taken down on the play by Finkbein.
45, what are they watching?
45-36. Missed foul shot. Six and a half to go, fourth quarter. Zagister on the arc. Hess leaves him. Zagister shoots. He swished it. 30-footer, Zagister. Here comes Tri-Village. Six-point game. Orange midcourt. Hand off to Kramer.
Away.
Over and back. Over and back.
Absolutely not.
It was a little tough to visualize, but it did occur, and I think Marion Local knew it.
Well, if I'm standing in the middle of that OHSAA sign, how does he know where he was when he took off? That is you don't see it, you can't call it. You just made it up.
6:17 to go in the fourth. Marion Local up 6:45-39. Zagister on the arc. Zagister coming alive. He's got 21. Mesher guards him 35 feet away. Handoff on the play to the driver. Down the lane. Left-hand shot. No good by Griffin Richards. Saved by Tri-Village. On the arc to Zagister. Three ball short. Rebound Don Black. Blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds. Good defense by the Flyers on the interior. Marion Local up six. 5:54 to go in the game. It's going to the wire. Griffin Richards inbounding right corner. Richards looking for Tri-Village. On the arc to Zagister. One-handed leap. Heck of a left-hand catch. Gave it up to Finkbein. Finkbein on a weave to Griffin Richards. 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. Marion Local head by six. 45-39. It goes high post. Hand off to Zagister. Moving screen. Moving screen against Tri-Village. That was a superb call by official Dan Holland.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't get away with that. He just took him and bumped him down.
5:36 to go, fourth quarter. Marion Local 45, Tri-Village 39. That was an empty possession. Could be costly for the Patriots. Midcourt Mesher picked up a Finkbein. Mesher down the right side. 30 feet from the basket. Here comes the double team. Zagister reaches in, tries to get the tie up. Marion Local gets a timeout just in the nick of time. 5:22 left. Flyers up six. On scores, broadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
So many thanks to Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your community go-to store. We've got what you wanted. We've got Weaver Brothers eggs and cheeses, Mahaffey pies, Hunt Brothers pizza, Winners meats, and more. Sample the hot daily lunches at Schaefer Market, South Main, and Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's. And how about the new smoothie machine? And the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. Get your market grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru north of Fort Loramie on the edge of town. And don't forget to stop by today at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Here's a steal. Ball taken away at midcourt by Tri-Village. And the Patriots are off and running. And Marion Local manages to stuff that ball out of bounds before Tri-Village can get a shot off at the rim. That's a big turnover against Marion Local. Yep. Patriots have the ball left of the basket. Down to six with 5:05 to go in the game. Inbounding Richards to Finkbein. Back to Richards. He swings on top to Zagister. Sagister's 40 feet from the rim. Will he shoot it? Nope. Gives it up to Richards. Sagister's got 21. He's picked up the scoring. Richard straight away, left-handed three-point bomb, off to the right. Empty possession. The shot wasn't close. Rebound Everman, Marion Local. Up to Mesher. Mesher against Finkbein. 4:36 left. Three team fouls in Tri-Village. Kramer straight away thought about the three. Didn't trigger. Mesher controls. He's playing with three personals. Top of the circle. Braden Mesher on the bounce. Hess trying to screen. Don't get caught moving. Hess comes out. Mesher sees an opening drive. He bullies to the rim and beats Finkbein for two. What a drive by Mesher. The lane opened up. Nice seal off by Hess. Mesher did the rest. Sagister 25 feet away. Tri-Village down 8. Handed off on the play to a teammate. A drive by Richards. In and out. No good. Rebound Sagister. Sagister retreats to the arc. Fumbles it. Picked up on the play, but Tri-Village. Dribble drive into the lane. 10-foot jump shot. It is no good by Gray. Foul. Rebound against Marion Local. 8-point game. Flyers lead 47-39. Don't think it was shooting. It's common.
Called it on Mesher, though. That's his fourth.
Uh-oh. Baseline to the left of the basket. Richards will throw in for Tri-Village, which is down by 8. 3:39 to go, fourth quarter. Ball thrown to Sagister, top of the key. Look at him weave down the lane. Shovels it. Scoring is Sagister. He hits the beauty. Underhanded shot on the drive. Here is Marion Local midcourt. Timeout called by head coach Kurt Gunnemiller. Flyers up 6, 47-41, 3:27 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over a century, the family at Osgood Bank has been here when you need them. Whether it's money management, starting a business, or buying a home, the experts at Osgood Bank have you covered. Our excellent history is one we're very proud of. Every person who walks through our doors is a vital part of it. We can help you do well and be good. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Indian Lake, Fort Loramie, and a new location in Rushi. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Oh, the clock works down to 3:11 to go, fourth quarter, 47-41, Marion Local leads. Valuable seconds ticking away. Mesher's got the ball top of the circle. 3 minutes even left. Marion Local 47, Tri-Village 41. Marion Local is working the clock. Pitch and catch on the arc. Kramer, Everman, Mesher. Mesher with a lob. Low on the right to Arns. Shot fake. Raised it up. He's crammed and fouled. And he'll get two. Tri-Village went to sleep. Back door. Weak side. That's what Marion Local was hoping might develop. It did. Arns with a couple free throws. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, South Main, formerly Wagner's. Stop by, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites. Take advantage of the gallon give-back program at the market. Gas pumps, low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold, goes to a special public service endeavor. Kale Arns displaying nerves, air balls, the free throw. It doesn't hit the rim.
It was right on target, though.
Schaefer RV Storage, also new, located right behind Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. The bays are 14 by 54. Email Holly Schaefer, holly@schaeferoil.com, to find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. Second free throw, yes, for Kale Arns. 7-point lead, Marion Local, 2:35 to go. Sagister being pursued on the arc. Arns all over him. Kale will not let him out of his sight. Sagister wants to drive. Stop, pulls up, fades away from 17. No good. John Black swipes it out of bounds. Flyers possession. That was big right there.
Absolutely.
Tell you what, Chuck, Sagister forced a bad errant shot.
Yep.
Thanks to great D from the Flyers.
Yep, they did a good job, and they're doing a good job, Marion Local, getting Mesher in on offense, taking him out on defense.
Yep. 48-41, Flyers up 7, 2:17 left in the fourth quarter. Everman midcourt. Oh, he fumbled the ball into backcourt. It wasn't touched. It looked like it could have been over and back. Maybe it was deflected by the Patriots. Nonetheless, Flyers get a break and get a timeout. Up 7, 2:10 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, it's the final 2:10 of this game. Marion Local side court inbounding the ball. Everman for the Flyers. He's in back court. About 15 feet beyond the center line. Ball dealt into Mesher, and that is a foul in Tri-Village, which is over the limit. Mesher will toe the stripe. 2:08 to go. He's got two free throws, a chance to extend the lead to 9. 48-41, Marion Local in the lead over Tri-Village. Since the midway part of the second quarter, Marion Local has had the edge in this game on Tri-Village. Flyers were once down 4, now lead by 7. Mesher's foul shot is strong, no good. That's not a strong suit of Marion Local free throw shooting. Second one here for Mesher. Just over 2 to go in the fourth.
9 for 17 as a team before this one.
Mesher makes it. 10 for 18. Mesher out. In on defense, Isaac Moeller, he takes the court. 2 minutes to go in the game. 8-point lead, Marion Local. Deep right side of the floor, Finkbein for Tri-Village. Hangs on, dribbles, looks for help. Gives it up on the play to Brecken Gray. Fadeaway shot, right flank, way short. Rebound Flyers, foul reaching in Gray. That is not the player that Tri-Village wants shooting the threes, Chuck.
No,
Brecken Gray.
I don't think anybody on my team would shoot it besides
Sagister
at this point.
Yep, that was an errant three-point shot by Tri-Village. Marion Local says, thank you very much. Kramer at the strike, 2 free throws. The first is no good. 10 for 19. Flyers have missed 9. 49-41, Marion Local. Second shot, Grant Kramer. 1 bounce. He puts it up in the air. Swish. 50-41. Flyers stretch the lead back to 9 points. 1:45 to go, fourth quarter. Sagister, timeline, top of the circle, double team. Sagister wants to drive, high dribble, stolen on the play by Marion Local, taken away in backcourt. Nice job by Everman, foul against Tri-Village. Simply put, Chuck, Tri-Village a little too much Sagister against good opposition. That's not going to work all the time.
Well, no, I mean, I think he needs to be taking the shots. But when he gets triple teamed, somebody's got to help him out.
Yep. Free throw, Everman. It's good. Marion Local up 10, 51-41. That matches the biggest lead that came at the end of the third quarter, 10 points. Second shot, Everman flexes the knees. He strokes it in and out. No good. Rebound to the Patriots. Sagister, midcourt, top of the circle. Jumps and shoots a long one. 30-foot fadeaway. Off to the right, no good. Rebound Flyers. 1:20 left. Marion Local is ahead but 10. Stolen in backcourt. Handoff, Richards, Zagister, shot blocked. What a play, but they're in local. Man, oh man, Brennan Hess. Brennan Hess with the defensive gem of this game.
Woo.
A block, and then Hess took it away. Thought he might have been fouled. It's ruled out of bounds off Tri-Village. 51-41, 1:11 to go, fourth quarter. Flyers up 10. Everman backcourt to Arnes, to Everman. Tri-Village not double-teaming. Ball airmailed up the floor to Kramer. Kramer top of the circle, gives it up left side of the court to Hess. Back to Kramer. 58 seconds to go. Foul. Kramer will shoot two. Finkbein picks it up. Flyers are in business. And scores, broadcast.com, barring a miracle comeback by Tri-Village, will continue to cover high school hoops on the air next Friday, 7:30 at Wright State, as Marion Local will meet either Colonel Crawford or Van Wert Lincoln View. Colonel Crawford, a team the Flyers played last year in a state semi. That would repeat itself. That would repeat itself. Next Friday night, free throw by Kramer, up and in. 52-41 Flyers. Biggest lead, Marion Local in this game, 11. 56 ticks to go. Second shot is good by Grant Kramer. 53-41. Here's Tri-Village down 12. Racing into the forecourt. It's Griffin Richards. Baseline left-hand Jay, short. Rebound Mesher. Mesher bear hugs it. He's fouled, but Dom Black. Nothing Tri-Village can do now. Marion Local pulling away at the free throw line.
Yeah, they're making free throws now. They've shot a bunch. Tri-Village only shot 5 free throws for the game.
That's a huge difference. Flyers are, what, pushing 30 for the game, maybe? Free throw, good by Brayden Mesher.
27.
27 free throws to 5. Mesher hits it, 54-41. Second shot, Brayden Yepper. 55-41. 46 ticks to go. Marion Local led to 14. Sagister's got 23 of Tri-Village's 41. He simply's not gotten help. Three-pointer Finkbein. Air ball. Weak side rebound. Patriots. Goes to Sagister. Driving layup. Baseline up and in. Timeout Patriots. 55-43. Marion Local up by 12. 28 seconds to go. Hunt scores. Broadcast.com.
Located in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29, Woody's at Kayville has quickly become the favorite dining spot for locals and those traveling through. At Woody's, the hearty burger and crisp bacon are the perfect blend. The loaded pizza is straight from the oven straight to you. The fried mushrooms and onion rings receive rave reviews. And Woody's is well known for its mouth-watering wings and sriracha bourbon sauce. It's not unusual for patrons to drive 20 to 30 miles for the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's. Nightly dinners at 4 p.m. are crazy popular. The fall-off-the-bone barbecue ribs on Thursdays and tender and juicy prime rib on Saturdays are Blue Ribbon specials. Woody's features a variety of daily lunches, too. And Wednesday to Sunday, breakfast is on from 7 to 10:30. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274, a few miles east of I-75. The one diner that's well worth the drive.
Up 28 seconds remain. Flyers in business up 12. Backcourt, it's Kramer poking at the ball. Tri-Village goes to Mesher. Up the left side to Arnes. Near side, Everman. Flyers running down the clock. Foul. Everman shoots a pair. Marion Local on to the state final four against Van Wert Lincoln View or Colonel Crawford at Wright State next Friday. Or I should say, yes, at Wright State next Friday at 8. Should the Flyers win a state championship game, would be the following evening, 7:30 at UD. 16.1 to go. Team effort by Marion Local, overcoming three fouls and Braden Mesher. 4-point deficit, second quarter. And then Marion Local got down to brass tacks, forced Tri-Village out of the zone. Flyers up 12, biggest lead 14. It was 10 at the end of three. It's an all-around entire team effort. This Marion Local roster is deep. Head coach Kurt Gunnemiller has numerous options. He's used them all tonight. Free throw by Everman is good. Cale Arnes, Chuck. Arnes very instrumental in this win by the Flyers.
Yeah, he had 17, but he did a great job defensively, too. So, yeah, he had a terrific game. He's probably going to be my Sour Mugs player of the game.
Yep, Marion Local. Everman takes two free throws, 57-43. Marion Local up 14, counting the onslaught of free throws late in the game. Flyers have shot more than 30. 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Dribbling is Gray. Baseline left, coughed up the ball into the hands of Kramer and Marion Local. Flyers come down the floor, final 3 seconds. That'll do it! That'll do it! Marion Local up in Tri-Village, 57-43. Simply put, Flyers, a better all-around team. No question about it. 57-43, Marion Local victorious over Tri-Village as the Patriots suffer their first loss of the year. We'll return to close out the broadcast in a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zingibush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run, yes, he catches, touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route, he turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Tri-Village Patriots players receiving their regional runners-up honors. Medals being handed out. Marion Local victorious, 57-43 over Tri-Village. At one point, this was a 21-17 game in favor of Tri-Village. But over the last 2.5 quarters, the Flyers outscored the Patriots by 18 points. It was 21-17 in favor of Tri-Village midway through the second. Great finish over the final 2.5 periods by Marion Local. Chuck, I love the way head coach Kurt Guttemiller managed the use of Braden Mesher when Braden picked up 3 fouls. Flyers didn't seem to lose a beat.
No, they've got some senior leadership. A lot of these kids, I mean, they play football, they play basketball, they play baseball, I'm assuming. Just good athletes. And so, I mean, Mesher, he had 11 points. He did a good job, rebounded, took care of the basketball, but the rest of the young men really stepped up.
Cale Arnes was out of this world. He's just a junior. Last year as a sophomore, Cale was predominantly a defensive ace. Didn't score much, wasn't counted on to contribute heavily in the scoring column. But man, oh man, did he ever defend plus play offense in this game here today against Tri-Village. Way to go, Cale Arnes.
Yeah, he did a great job both ends of the floor. He had 17. He made some free throws, shot a lot of free throws and made some. He was terrific.
Presentations continue. Recognition given to the Tri-Village Patriots and now the champs of the region, the Marion Local Flyers, being recognized here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. One loss on the year for Marion Local, that to Delta St. John's, as the Flyers are victorious once again. They get it done at both ends of the floor. Chuck, let's check the scoring in this game. Give consideration to your Sour Mug Stars. I think Cale Arnes probably has a leg up on it. So does Sagister for Tri-Village.
I would say that those two would win it, but I'm going to give you some numbers anyway.
Okay.
Individual scoring for Tri-Village. They were led by Trey Sagister, 6'3 senior, 25 points. 7 points, then it drops all the way down to Finkbein with 4 each from Black and Richard, and 3 by Gray. Scored 43 for the game, and Trey Sagister for his last game on the hoops for Tri-Village is the Sour Mugs player of the game. On the other side, 17 points for Cale Arnes. He was terrific. 15 for Kramer, 11 for Mesher. They got 5 from Hess, who did a real nice job defensively on Black after they switched him up on him.
Yep.
And he shut him down. He didn't score after the first quarter. And 3 for Oliver Huelsman. They scored 57 for the game. And Cale Arnes is my Sour Mugs player of the game for Marion Local.
Chuck, I think that's the hidden stat of this game. You just noted it. Dom Black, a couple baskets early for Black at Tri-Village, and then he was blanketed the rest of the game and shut out.
Yep, he didn't score again, and they just didn't really give Trey Sagister enough help tonight. That kid is terrific.
Yep, he is very, very good, superb, extraordinarily talented, but you're right, not enough team in Tri-Village tonight as Marion Local prevails 57-43. Our stars of this game brought to you by Sour Mugs, Cale Arnes for Marion Local, and Trey Sagister for Tri-Village. Sour Mugs in West Milton. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue, located in the Social in the Pickwa Center, formerly the Pickwa East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Pickwa at the food court at the Social in the Pickwa Center, formerly the Pickwa East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Pickwa Center. Open in November.
November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Oh, thanks to you listeners for enjoying three games of high school basketball here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Marion Local finishes off the evening with the finale, second game of a doubleheader. Boys regional action here at the Vidalia Butler Student Activity Center. Flyers defeat Tri-Village 57-43. Key stat, Chuck, 69 points a game. That's what Tri-Village was averaging, limited to a mere 43 in this contest by rugged Marion Local Midwest Athletic Conference defense.
And 25 of those came from one kid.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just not enough help.
14-point win in the end for the Marion Local Flyers. Earlier tonight, Delta St. John's defeated Botkins by a score of 62-39. Delta St. John's advances on to a state semifinal in Division 7 next Friday at noon at Wright State against either Malvern or Leesburg Fairfield. Didn't hear who won that game, but Delta St. John's gets the winner at noon at Wright State next Friday. Championship in D7 set for 1 week from today at 4:15 at UD. Marion Local's next opponent, Colonel Crawford or Van Wert Lincoln View. Colonel Crawford, no stranger to the Flyers. Marion Local beat Colonel Crawford last year in the state semi up at the Stroh Center at Bowling Green. The state semifinal for Marion Local is next Friday at 8 at Wright State. Championship game 1 week from tonight at 7:30 at the UD Arena. Marion Local has got options all over the floor. They shoot the three. Chuck, I love the way they drive the basketball. They get it inside. in the thick of that defense, down in the teeth of it, and they make you choose who you're going to guard 7-8 feet from the basket, and then they make that perfect dish off to the teammate who's open for the short shot. Oftentimes, there's a foul, a three-point chance. That's the way the Flyers get it done. They are so systematic, so synergistic, so well coordinated on the floor. It's a team, a unit, and they play like it. It shows.
Yep.
And the team defense was exceptionally good here tonight. 43 points for Tri-Village. And Tri-Village had 21 early on second quarter, only had 22 points the last 22 points of this game.
Well, they shut them down big, and Sagister had his game. But you can let a kid get his average if you shut everybody else down, and that's what they did.
I think strength of schedule for Marion Local played itself out. It was in the Flyers' flavor here today. Flyers' flavor, Flyers' favor.
Both.
I'm thinking of Curly's Meats. Savor the flavor at Curly's. 57-43, Marion Local triumphant. We'll cover the Flyers next Friday night at Wright State University. Tip-off 8 o'clock. Again, it's Colonel Crawford or Van Wert Lincoln View. Chuck, your highlights of the day. I know the Rushi Raiders didn't play very well this morning. The Rushi with a host of good talent back next year. I know it's easy to say, well, wait till next season. But the Rushi will be strong in girls D7 basketball in 26-27. That's for sure. The Botkins will be mighty good, too. The Trojans lost to the number one team in the state, Delta St. John's. The Blue Jays, all year long, played up in the MAC, beat D6s, 5s, and 4s. Delta St. John's could probably contest for a D4 or D5 state title. No shame in Botkins losing to Delta St. John's. The Trojans had a great year, losing just 4 games, getting to the regional championship. Team out of the SCAL, Botkins did it. Regional title game, 4th time in 6 years. I don't think in the annals of SCAL boys basketball that's been repeated before. That's quite an achievement for sure. Botkins should be very good next year. Flyer season continues as we look up and see Kurt Guttemiller, head coach, cutting down the next to last strand on the net. 57-43, Marion Local wins it. We're on the air once again this coming Friday night from Wright State. Airtime about 6:50. Marion Local Flyers against Colonel Crawford or Van Wert Lincoln View. Thanks so much to our great sponsors tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget that Sydney Frisch's is alive, going strong, and never closed. A lot of dinner options. You'll love the Friday seafood bar at Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 on weekends, 9 on weeknights. Chuck, thanks a lot. We've endured a long day. Final score, Marion Local 57, Tri-Village 43. Thanks so much to you, our online listeners, and our sponsors. Oh, so many of you. Gratitude to all of you. Thanks dearly. You enable our fans to listen free of charge to scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking
at osgoodbank.com. Geyers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyers. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veteran Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.